Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Baby, let's go!
You're listening to a Blue Collar Bonus.
I ain't mad at it.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
First Friday of summer.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And is this the first Friday we've all been here in a while? Like, I haven't been keeping count, so.
I don't know.
Okay.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I just do a thing. Just show up when I'm told.
Yeah. Okay.
Was it the Tuesday of this past week or Wednesday? It was a Tuesday. It was the longest day of the year.
Oh, yeah. Now the days are getting shorter.
I know.
Thank God.
Now we're on the other side.
Just it's too much hotter and shorter.
Too much sun, man. I'm not too much of a sun guy unless I'm like on at a destination.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, bring me the winter and the fall.
No. Yeah, dude, that's all day.
Yes. No,
give me the short days.
No. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Getting dark at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. The overcast.
Yes.
That's a vibe right there.
I agree.
You guys are a bunch of
what?
You go live like Game of Thrones era.
No, man.
No.
It doesn't like being hot.
Sunshine. Sunshine and heat.
Sunshine is fine, just not too much. My eyes hurt. Like it's,
yeah,
it's
moist
hot.
Between the folds and all that
moist
stuff.
Moist between the folds.
All I hear is a bunch of complaining, like a bunch of pansies.
No, we're not. We're just saying like we're excited that the days are getting shorter. Yes. That's all we're saying.
Okay,
we're all celebrating. Right. Yeah. We're not complaining here. Maybe a little bit. We might be complaining a little bit.
I'm celebrating. It was the first official day of summer, so summer's here officially.
Okay.
Longest day of the year is the first official day of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer's finally here.
Yay, it's hot and you can't do anything outside.
Oh my God, I need to get new friends.
Yeah. Now we're complaining full on.
Yeah.
What are we doing today?
We are going to do a red line lineup.
Red line? What's a red line?
These guys are, I think they're based in
Kentucky.
They are based in Paducah, Kentucky. Everything is MGP, but they're finishing everything. They have four in their lineup. Correct me if I'm wrong, Beer Boy. It's four total?
Six total. They've got two ryes, a cask strength rye and a toasted barrel rye, and then a cask strength bourbon, toasted barrel bourbon, orange. I'm
cure
not
a
even,
cow.
Cure
a cow. It's Curacao. We were having this conversation earlier.
Thanks, Beer Boy.
It's Curacao.
Curacao.
Orange Curacao finished bourbon and a honey cask finished bourbon.
Okay, well, we had four of them. We had the three we have today, and then we had the toasted rye. Unfortunately, me and my brother-in-law killed the toasted rye.
Oh, no, very fortunately. That stuff was delicious.
Well, that's why I'm saying unfortunately, because it's not here to drink today. So that's gone, but that was amazing. So we'll do the other three today, which we have the orange curacao, the toasted barrel bourbon, and then the honey?
The honey.
Yeah, the honey cask.
Oh, okay.
So,
and these are all around the same proofs? All the around the same ages?
The orange curacao and the toasted barrel are 115 proof, and the honey cask is 109 proof.
Okay.
Beer Boy, do you have information on age of this stuff? I don't see it on the bottle.
Age. On the toasted barrel, we have a minimum of 6 years. On the curacao, a minimum of 6 years. Honey and on the honey cask, a minimum of six.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So,
relatively same proof, relatively same age.
Yeah. Got good age, good proof, so it should be good.
Now, Beer Boy poured these for us, but we don't know what order.
Ah, so we will call these A, B, and C, and then we will vote for our favorites and then try to guess what they are.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And D-Rock was pretty confident in his guessing abilities.
I feel confident.
I mean, JD was pretty confident, too.
Yeah, he is.
I think because these are all barrel finishes, I feel pretty good. Like, we can nail barrel finishes.
After 4.5 years of doing this, I don't feel confident any time we go into something like
that's
this.
That's a fair point as well. So.
I'm not confident at all.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Here's A.
Let's do it.
What is the first letter in the English alphabet?
Well, it's A, isn't it?
Hmm. Okay.
Age on this is about 6 years, I think.
Yeah, I think about 6 years. Yeah. Probably like a 75-21-4 mash bill.
Yep.
It's probably around 109 to 115 proof.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
75-21-4.
I bet it's produced out of Paducah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah,
MGP.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This smells like a sourced barrel. So.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Barrel finish, I think.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It is a single barrel as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make my notes here.
Feel pretty confident on that one.
That's delicious.
It is.
It's a little chalky.
Huh.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's just not super...
complex?
No, it's not super viscous. Like, it's not real
gotcha.
Buttery. Sitting in my throat wrong. But yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a different mouthfeel. It's great.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's reset the palate and go to B. Yeah.
Okay.
This is letter B. This is letter B.
You know, the noses on these so far, they're not as different as I thought they were going to be. They're
pretty, yeah.
Pretty in the same lane. Yeah, which is...
Although this one's a little lighter than the first one.
Okay. All right, cheers to B.
Cheers.
That's definitely sweeter
mm-hmm.
than A. That could be the honey. Again, absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
D-Rock's giving me a look.
Be careful. When D-Rock gives you a look, I don't know what that means. It's possible.
All right. Last but not least, on to C.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
Yeah, they're all like, the nose yeah, just the nose isn't, is... there's no differentiation with the nose.
No.
They're all the same.
Which is unfortunate because I was kind of banking on the noses. Yeah. But yeah, so.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. I definitely get orange off that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's making me think orange carousel right there.
That is a lot of citrus.
That's Caraco right there.
I'm making notes here, and I tried to put carousel on my phone, and it corrected it to catacombs. I'm like, what the?
That's orange catacombs.
It went dark real quick.
The orange catacombs.
Just cave in and go with it.
Hey.
All right, I think I have mine.
I've got mine.
I think I'm pretty confident, too.
I got to revisit real quick.
Are you confused now? You went revisited. Did that confuse you?
A little bit.
Uh-oh.
I got to go again.
Uh-oh.
All right, you guys feeling pretty confident? You know what it is? D-Rock is... about to lock in what he thinks A, B, and C are. But before we try and guess these, let's go ahead and push forward your favorite one on three.
Hang on.
Did you revisit?
I don't need to.
You're 100%.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good.
I'm switching. Okay. I'm locked in.
All right. D-Rock, are you locked in?
I'm stuck between
you're
one
and overthinking
two.
It, man. You're overthinking it.
All right. I'll stay where I was at.
Okay.
All right, so we're sliding forward our favorite?
Yes.
All right. One, two three.
All right, so D-Rock and I, we both chose the first one, A, as our favorite.
All right.
And JP's going B for his favorite.
Yeah.
Now, JP,
yep.
What do you think B is?
I think B is the toasted.
Okay.
Okay, the toasted bourbon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. D-Rock, what do you think A is?
The honey cask.
Oh, okay. I pushed A as my favorite, and I think it's the toasted bourbon.
Okay. That's what I had at first. I switched them.
Okay.
I almost switched them.
I switched to A, honey, B, toasted, C, orange.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking that A is the toasted, B is the honey, and C is the carousel.
Okay. Well, beer boy.
Wait, D-Rock, what was the order on yours?
I'm right with JP.
We have the same order.
Honey, toasted.
A is honey, B is toasted, C is orange.
And then Curaco.
Well, I got to give this one up to Mind Games.
Oh, come on now. I told you. I told you.
A is the toasted, B is the honey cask finish, and C is the
I
should have
left my
guess.
I was close on that.
Nailed
I was going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I switched, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Holler
my original was toasted.
First instincts.
I'm telling you, man. Can't overthink it.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
The honey and the carousel, they were both amazing. They were great, but I'm going best overall. Like the toasted bourbon from Red Line checks all the boxes. So,
and so JP, you picked the honey as your favorite.
I did. Yeah, it felt like B was a higher proof.
It did to me.
Felt
too.
Like it had more heat.
Yes,
which is what made me switch because I thought it was 115 instead of 109. That's why I liked it better, because it just drank hotter.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
So if people want to get Redline, price-wise, where are they at?
So in our area, the only Redline I've seen on the shelf is the Toasted Barrel. Actually, I've seen the Toasted Barrel Bourbon and the Toasted Barrel Rye.
Okay.
And they're right at $90.
Okay.
They're not cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know what the others are. Do you have retail prices anywhere?
Looks like, depending on where you are, it's anywhere from 90 to 110.
Yeah. So I think they're all relatively in the same high dollar finished barrel.
Yeah, I'm seeing here Toasted 89. The Caraco is 99.
Curacao.
Curacao.
Yeah. They know how to pick a barrel from MGP, that's for sure.
These are fun. These are great.
And they know how to finish. So I don't know. $90, that's a hard sell for me.
Yeah.
It is, but they're totally competing in that premium sourced whiskey space, your $70 to $100 range.
I'm spending $90 on a bottle. The only thing I'm spending $90 on a bottle on is Leaper's Fork stuff. Or if I can get a BTAC at retail for $120.
Although you did say that Toasted Rye was one of your favorite ryes.
So it is. I think the Toasted Rye, the one we didn't have today, because I drank it all, is basically a high-proof version of chicken cock.
Yeah. Like a toasted chicken cock.
Yeah.
Rye. Yeah.
But I still don't know that it's $90 worth.
Yeah.
I'd pay 60 for it, 65. Yeah. But 90's pretty high. So
I'm buying it. The uniqueness factor's there. I know it's sourced, but proof is there. Taste is there. The orange Curacao, it's unique.
It's okay.
The honey, you know, we've had some honey finishes, and this is one of my more favorite honey finishes.
Wow. I chose it as my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's very balanced, not overly sweet.
Yeah. Comes in a cool wine bottle.
Yeah.
Great marketing. Great labels. It's worth picking up just to try it.
Yeah. I'm definitely adding one to my collection. So
yeah, you guys let us know what you think. Grab a bottle. You know, just drop a quick $90 and grab a bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
So D-Rock, if people want to learn more information about Redline, where do they go?
Well, that's easy. They just go to redlinebourbon.com.
All right.
There it is. Redlinebourbon.com.
Well, gentlemen, pick up your favorite. It's a good episode.
Yes, cheers to Redline.
Fun. Cheers to Redline. Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have a great weekend out there. And until next week.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.